855-453. 855-450-3733 is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Jason.
Well, you know, in the last hour, Jason, we were talking about, I guess an incident where some U.S. soldiers shot 11 people who were handcuffed in a home and then called in an airstrike on the home to cover up what they did. They, you know, basically the leaks have shown that they've basically been found out, but no one ever did anything about it. Five of these people were children under the age of five.
Now, when you say found out, you mean there's an investigation within the government, and
the UN did the investigation. The United States government did nothing.
Okay, but everybody was quiet about it. Nobody released these.
Right, the UN did not release this and say, look what the United States has done.
Even, wow, they sat on that information. Yeah. That seems kind of scandalous. It's all scandalous. What am I talking about? And, hey, let me. I made a mistake during the last segment. I want to correct it. I said our troops. They're not my troops. I was once a troop back in, I guess, 93. I was a troop, and I'm sorry for that. But I have nothing to do with what these people are doing over there.
So, and I asked people, you know, how do they feel when they hear stories like this, when they've got their, you know, little yellow magnets on the little yellow ribbon magnets on the back of their car and all these things. And it's very hip to say we support the troops. But, you know, I wonder how they justify this in their minds. I mean, what does we support the troops mean to you? Because to me, I can say I support the troops. I want them to be brought home. I want the government out of the United States government out of the 130 plus nation states that's in with on the more than 1,000 military bases, and bring all those guys home, all those people home, guys, gals, whomever, bring them home. The vast majority of them can go back to work in productive society rather than going out, and being essentially hitmen for big corporations and mafia interests and oil barons and diamond cartels and whatever.
The troops can come home and begin the healing process because they've probably seen a lot of bad things.
Imagine what it's like for these people that were here in this incident, that shot these five kids in the head while they were handcuffed. Imagine what that's like for them. Mm-hmm. And I've asked on multiple occasions for calls on this, and I haven't gotten any.
None.
And it really makes me wonder, because I know it's really hip to support the troops. I know they do. I know it is. And I know people are, you know, we're on 100 and plus radio stations around the country. People are hearing my voice when I say this, but they're hiding their heads and they're not going to talk about it. You know, do they not support it anymore? If that's so, that's fine. You know, I don't support this war either. These wars, any of them.
You would think there'd be at least one person out there that is willing to come forward and supporting the troops and calling us tonight.
You'd think. And tell me, at least tell me what it means to support the troops. I'm not looking spoiling for a fight. I'd love to hear, how can you justify supporting the troops and their, does that mean supporting their mission? Can you support the troops and not support their mission? Because it seems like most people that say support the troops support the mission. And the mission results in, if the mission is going out and killing people, it's going to result in things like this.
And I would think that in order to support the troops, you would want what's in their interest and what they want, and they probably want to come home.
Some do. Ron Paul, in fact, is of the presidential candidates out there, is the only one who's consistent on bring the troops home, and he is the largest. He is of all the candidates, his contributions to his campaign are the largest. I believe they're like three times what all the other Republicans are. I'm going to repeat that. I believe the contributions to his campaign are three times what all the other Republicans are, and they're more than what Obama's the contribution to Obama's campaign. I think it's more than all of them combined, but it's going to be really close.
So let's support the troops and bring them home.
I would love to have a call on that, but let's just go on to something a little easier. Here's the troops are out there fighting for our freedom to create the land of the free. This is the land of the free because it's the home of the brave, right? The troops are the brave ones. They're out there protecting us from handcuffed five-year-olds. And the U.S. now aims to track untraceable prepaid cash cards.
Now, these are the freedoms that the soldiers are fighting for overseas.
As I understand
it. Is that
right? Okay. Yep. This is from MSNBC.com, from M. Alex Johnson. As the federal government tells it, the money men behind the September 11, 2001 hijackers would never have been identified had they not been lousy bankers. Here's a quote. The 9/11 hijackers opened U.S. bank accounts, had face-to-face dealings with bank employees, signed signature cards, received wired transfers, all of which left financial fingerprints. Law enforcement was able to follow the trail, identify the hijackers, and trace them back to their terror cells and confederates abroad. That's from a Treasury Department assessment of financial security threats in 2005. It went on to warn that the terrorists could have quietly moved large sums of money into or out of the U.S. Had the 9/11 terrorists used prepaid cards to cover their expenses, none of these financial footprints would have been available. 6 years after the Treasury identified that vulnerability, concern the drug smugglers and terrorists are exploiting it as a driving the federal government to change the rules for issuing and using prepaid cards, particularly high-value reloadable cards like the cash cards you might take with you on vacation. By making it harder to get prepaid cards without subjecting buyers to government scrutiny, regulators and lawmakers hoped to make it easier to detect patterns of money movement that could signal something nefarious. But card issuers and some business experts warn that the expense and paperwork involved in the new restrictions, which require issuers to keep records on who bought how much for 5 years, could drive smaller card operations out of the market. Now, this really is what it all comes down to. It's the regulations that drive small business out of business. Big business can handle the regulations. They can handle these things. And this is what big business wants. So for those of you that are out there that say, oh, big corporations, they're ruining the world, just understand that the regulations that you hope to put on the big corporations, in fact, are generally written by the big corporations or their shills, and they drive out the competition from smaller companies, smaller holders who would propose to compete and keep these people fair.
Right, because these larger businesses can absorb the cost, and like you said, many times wrote the law. So, right.
Many tuna fish companies, for instance, began doing the dolphin-free tuna fishing thing voluntarily, because people wanted them to do it, and they would go to the tuna fish company that did it first. So the tuna fish company that has the dolphin-free thing on it gets the business of the people that want to to do that, and that's enough of a portion of their business that affects them. It could drive them out of business. This was all done voluntarily, and if there's no competition, if it's cartelized, you've got to take what they give. And it gets cartelized because they write the regulations that you propose to put on them to keep them in control, under control. What those regulations do is put them in control. When the government refers to prepaid debit cards, it's not talking about the standard bank debit card you probably have in your purse or wallet, because such cards are attached to bank accounts. They're already closely monitored by numerous federal agencies. If you had a bank debit card if you give a bank debit card to someone to do something bad with, you'll easily be traceable. One of the new rules, in fact, is to rename prepaid debit cards, which would also be known as store-valued cards, to avoid confusion. They're now called prepaid access cards because they're not tied to a bank account. They're just pointers to a sum of money you've already paid up or given in advance. The money itself can be anywhere, including accounts outside the reach of government monitoring. Distinction actually makes good sense, said James Angle, business professor at the McDonough School of Business at Georgetown University. You don't have that much risk of terrorism through a bank debit card, he said in an interview. There's a problem with a prepaid card because it can begin with cash, the trail is broken, and you can't track where that money came from. This kind of interests me, though. Can't they just do all kinds of other things besides this prepaid card? I mean, they crack down on these prepaid cards, but can't terrorists send cash? Can't they send gold? Can't they send all kinds of things?
I guess it's probably not as easy, not as convenient for them.
It might be. It might be. I couldn't say. I don't know. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Do you think this is a reasonable impingement by the government?
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Ruger's new SR-40C is a compact version of the recoil-reducing, striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-sized 40-caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance, glass-filled nylon frame as those used in so many great Ruger pistols, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, and ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. It's the SR-40C Ruger.com. Going back to this article from MSN.com, prepaid cards and their fees go mainstream. Jim Schiegel, a senior product manager at ACI Worldwide in New York, which creates and manages electronic payment systems for banks and major retailers, said the new rules are well-intentioned, but he questioned just how big a problem money laundering is through prepaid cards. It's such a small percentage of the overall problem, and the attempts to propose very heavy legislation and requirements around it put a drag on an otherwise growing and profitable sector. And this is what the government does. It comes up with some excuse, some reason for doing something, and then strangles the life out of a particular industry. You know, I don't know how prepaid cards can make our lives better in the future. I couldn't say that, but... You know, people didn't know how automobiles were going to make people's lives better early on either. And they've made people's lives immeasurably better, and they're getting better all the time. If you've got a problem with carbon emissions, they're coming out with electric vehicles. If you've got a problem with how they, electric vehicles use all this, you know, these chemicals to make batteries, they're coming out with, hydrogen vehicles and all different other ways of running vehicles. People, you know, the technology is still continuing to grow. We don't know what the government's strangling here, and that's the unseen of the situation. I'm sorry, I forgot to do introductions. This is Mark.
And this is Jason. Yeah, but basically, I think these cards are great because let's say you have some cash, but you need to buy something online. So just, buy a card. I think they have them at like CVS's or Walgreens.
I'm sure they do, yeah.
But they get a cut, you know, they get their money for the finance charges, and that's their business model. But it helps a lot of people out, but the government doesn't like it because they can't track it.
This is how they're going to go after bitcoins, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoins are a way to purchase, you can purchase bitcoins, you can buy things online, you can send bitcoins for free to other people. They're completely untraceable as far as the government goes. People will exchange cash for you for bitcoins later. There's always a fee every time you exchange anything for anything. There's a fee, but there's a fee in buying these things. So this will be the pretense under which they go after bitcoins. Also, if you want to find out more about bitcoins, go to weusecoins.org. It's the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. Again, it's weusecoins.org. But you know, this is an easy target for them. This is a sitting duck. They can go after these people and, you know, somehow just ruin their industry. What do they care? What does the government care if it ruins this industry?
And perhaps the people that are the users of these, they don't have good credit or, you know, and rely on this, and so they're not going to have, like, somebody that can lobby for them. Nobody's looking out for their interest.
Let's go to Chris in Indiana. Chris?
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Huh? Yep, I'm here.
Hi. How you guys doing tonight?
All's well.
Pretty good.
That's good. The guy last night, Professor Anthony Davies.
Yes.
Now he had a lot of good views, but he had one interesting view that I disagree with him. You guys were talking about gold and silver and about investments, about Social Security and how people can hedge getting into their older years right now, and they can hedge their funds or whatever, so against inflation. And he was saying, he brought up the example of 1980 when silver reached a peak of about $50 an ounce, and gold, what was it, about an equivalent about $2,300 an ounce today, right?
Yeah, but it was like $800 at the time, yeah.
Right, like when you put inflation in that calculation, that it was about equivalent to $2,300 today.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that wasn't the same economy back then. Not
sure.
At all.
Well, he wasn't having a conversation with us about, investing in gold and silver. I was going to see if that would be what his solution would be. And it doesn't, you know, he wasn't going to go out on that limb. He wasn't prepared to swim out into the water and say that. I agree with you. I think that gold is a good investment. I do think that it's nowhere near what the peak of it is at this point, considering we can't even find the gold in the world.
Yeah.
You know, they're selling paper gold.
They won't even show us the gold. They won't even show The Federal Reserve won't even show the government if they even have gold.
Yeah, they choose not to.
It's
right.
Never been audited.
Who knows if there's even gold in Fort Knox? We have no idea.
Exactly. No, but so, I'm just saying that that example that he brought up, I don't think it has much backing to it because of the fact that that economy back in 1980 was nowhere. It was just so far out of the realm as what it is now. You can't compare that economy from back then to what it is now.
So I think he was just saying that all investments have risk is what he was trying to get across.
No investment is 100%. No investment. Yep. I'd say that gold and silver physical on hand, it's basically as close to a lock as you can possibly get, unless you're a hardcore insider on Wall Street. I mean, but if you're just the average Joe out there wanting to protect your funds and investments, I strongly recommend at least having 10 to 20%, at least at the very least 10 to 20% of your assets, investment assets in gold and silver.
It's a safe bet right now, but there is somewhere.
Look at economic law. It's almost economic law that the more money that they print,
yep.
the more.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You know exactly what I mean.
I've got it, and I agree that one should get into gold and silver. I'm still getting into it when I have the opportunity to get into it. I mean, it's not like I'm rolling in the dough here on Free Talk Live. I know people think that talk show hosts make a bundle. And Free Talk Live is a privately owned concern, and it's not like we get paychecks from, Premier Radio Networks or Westwood One or any of these things. And we make our money off of advertising here on Free Talk Live. But what you understand is when any investment gets hot and gold and silver is getting hot, there's a bubble to be had. Now, I'm not saying we're at the bubble. I don't know. But the way a bubble works is, first it goes. I think gold and silver is undervalued today, right now, but it's going to go past the value point of
silver is way undervalued. You
yep.
look at the economic history for 6,000 years. It's 16 ounces of gold or 16 ounces of silver buys 1 ounce of gold. Right now, it's at about 40 to 1.
Yep, that much is true, and I think gold's undervalued too. Frankly, they're not even showing us the gold. So I think these things have legs, and they're going to continue to go up. But I think they'll also go past the point of their value.
They will. And people need to look into Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution and see that gold and silver are only the real money in the world and that the only thing that can back dollars.
Now that only refers to states coining money, and so states can only coin money in gold and silver, and states aren't coining money these days. Chris, thanks for the call. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Jason.
Social Security versus private retirement accounts. Professor Anthony Davies, whom we had on the show last night, analyzes Social Security through the lens of a typical 22-year-old American. Assuming Social Security is completely solvent, The expected return on investment is far lower than a private account. Further, if an individual could opt out of Social Security payments and invest the funds entirely in Treasury bills, or even Treasury bills, even the Treasury bills would yield a greater ROI. That's the government's investment. Go watch this video at learnliberty.org/FTL. I have several of them that I picked out there, and I'm just premiering them as we go on so that people can get a chance to take a look at these. And I think these are great. These are ones that I picked out myself. And show them to your friends, your family. Share them on Facebook. Link to them. People need to see this information. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. While you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side of the page. It is an online course for people who want an online course that's free, that teaches them about economics, liberty, philosophy, rights. It's Liberty Academy. Excuse me, that's the Liberty Academy at learnliberty.org/FTL. Let's go right into the calls here. We got Wolfgang in Nevada. Wolfgang?
Yes. Your response to that, guys, talking about Article 1, Section 10, is pretty off base.
Okay.
If you look at the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8 lists powers that are granted to Congress. Section 9 is sort of like a little mini Bill of Rights, which are restrictions on things that Congress can do. Section 10 is sort of like a little mini Bill of Rights against the states that lists things that the states can't do, the state governments are prohibited from doing. So if you look at Section 8, nowhere does the federal government get the power to have legal tender laws or make legal tender laws. That's reserved to the states, therefore. It's not listed in 8. And you look at 10, there's restrictions on the states and their capacities as legal tender enforcers. In their capacity to do that, they can only make gold and silver a legal tender.
No, so wait a second.
In
Section 8, doesn't it say that, doesn't it in Article 1, when the legislative branch, doesn't it have the right to coin money?
Section 8 lists the powers of the Congress that they get to do. One of the things the Congress can do is coin money.
Right.
Section 10, in the list of prohibitions on what state governments can do, they are prohibited from making their legal tender laws apply to anything besides gold and silver.
Right.
So Section 8 doesn't say anything about legal tender laws for the federal government. So the federal government actually has no power to declare legal tender. That's reserved to the states.
But it has the right to coin money, and what does that mean?
Yeah, coining money is when it's just making coins. It's like they have the right to make a post office. That's just the right to the power to create a business that sends letters. So just because...
So they can regulate the value of a coin, right?
Yeah, they make coins and they
say... So they could very easily create a coin that is $2 trillion and pay off, or $14 trillion and pay off the debt, right?
No, I don't understand what you said there, but
let's be clear on what I'm saying here. The federal government, let's be 100% clear on this. The federal government has the right to...
The difference between coining money and declaring legal tender, two completely different things. You can coin...
Do they have the right to regulate the value thereof?
They have the right to say, okay, a dollar is X amount of grains of silver, or what they've done. That's what regulating the value thereof means.
So they could say that a piece of paper then, therefore, is a has a certain value.
No, they can't say about a piece of paper. They can only in Section 10, they have the concept of legal tender exists. And that means that the states will say we're only going to enforce contracts that are...
I'm with you on this one. Let's go with it. When are you going to file the lawsuit against the federal government that they're breaking the Constitution?
Well, that's not my point. I'm just trying to show you the clear way that the Constitution is laid out.
This is not clear. It's not clear. To coin money, regulate the value thereof, a foreign coin, fix the standards of weights and measures. It seems to me that the Congress, that to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States, it seems pretty clear that the legislative branch has the right to regulate money, and that states only have the right to create coins in gold and silver.
No. Read Section 10. You want me to read it to you?
Yeah, what's it say?
No state, shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. That has to do with governments declaring, enforcing legal tender laws, the same ones that Ron Paul wants to have repealed at the federal level, which are unconstitutional. Okay, it's two, a whole different thing. So that's how this was understood when these were written.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that were understood a certain way when it was written that have gone way by the wayside. It's not like, this was the first fiat currency that existed, was the Federal Reserve note created in 1913. There have been many fiat currencies that have existed throughout the United States. Jackson got rid of the second, second national bank, which meant there had to have been a first one, too. And he was, the seventh president? I'm not sure, maybe the ninth, something like that. He was very early on, so they were breaking these laws all along, if what you're saying is true.
But you have to understand how legal tender laws fits into it.
I don't get any of this, because, I was clear that the Constitution was supposed to be something that one could plainly read, and what I'm hearing from you isn't plain at all.
Well, do you understand the difference between legal tender laws and coining money?
I think that the legal tender makes something legal if they wish to make it legal, right?
Well, no, think about it.
Tender means that it is good for all debts.
Ron Paul is proposing that we repeal legal tender laws.
If they were unconstitutional, you wouldn't have to repeal them.
Yeah, but that's another story. He's just trying to pragmatically reduce things.
Why would he bother running for president and doing all this stuff if he could just file a lawsuit? For God's sakes, they're breaking the Constitution.
You're getting off the track here. Just understand.
About the Constitution. You're talking about their rule book that they get to decide how it's applied, and you're saying that that you found the loophole, and I don't think you have.
I'm not talking about loophole. I'm just talking about legal tender laws in the context of Article 8, or I mean Section 8 as well as Section 10 and as they exist today.
I think what's going on is that, Wolfgang, you're saying that the Constitution is clear, and Mark is saying that it is not currently being enforced that way, which would lead people to say there is unclear language in the Constitution, which is why it's able to not be followed currently.
Do you see how is this Pete?
This is Jason.
Jason, do you understand how clearly Section 10's discussion of the state's restrictions in their capacity to make legal tender laws is a distinct thing compared to the federal government's power to coin money?
Right.
Is that clear to you?
But the federal government isn't obeying that. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's another story. I'm just asking if you understand the language.
Well, I don't think it's clear because the states
of coins versus legal tender. See, what the governments do and have done is they start saying, okay, these pieces of paper, which may have at one time been redeemable, they'll say everybody must accept these in their contracts. That's how the power of legal tender can give value to fiat money and create fiat money.
Right, and that's a power they're using that's never been granted to them by the Constitution. Is that what you're saying?
Not the federal government. It's not listed in 8, but it's mentioned in 10 amongst the things, the restrictions on the state's powers. There's other stuff that the states can do.
Well,
or not do.
So what this says is, and I understand what you're saying, that there's no power given to the federal government that is not specifically mentioned in the Constitution. And you're saying that the federal government has never been given the right to tender money, and that states can only tender...
No, that's not clear. It's to make a legal tender law. Tender money is like what you do when you... Anyway, continue. Sorry.
And the states have to do it in gold and silver. All I'm saying is that states are the only ones that have to do it in gold and silver. The federal government doesn't have to do it because it wrote its own rules, and it's pretty clear that it's allowed to coin money and give the value thereof. Wolfgang, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. We were having a riveting conversation about the minutia of the founding document of the United States, the U.S. Constitution, that nobody seems to have read, no one pays attention to. It is not followed, but it's really important about what it says. Let's go to Kurt in New Hampshire. Kurt.
Yes, sir. Okay, the difference between coining and setting the price of money and legal tender laws. A legal tender law is a definition by which a specific commodity, money, whatever it is made legal for all debts, which okay. means that the person to whom you owe the money must take it. If I walk into a restaurant and I order a steak and I put down a coin of silver, the restaurant can turn it down.
Right.
If they say, pay me in silver, and I put down a $20 bill, they cannot refuse it by law.
That's correct.
What a legal tender law is. And that's why fiat currencies require legal tender laws. Otherwise, people wouldn't use them.
I don't know that that's entirely true, but I do understand that generally fiat currencies come with legal tender laws. I got you on that part. I mean, currently, the restaurants are not...
The greenback during the Civil War required a legal tender law.
That may be true, but the Federal Reserve note does not. I mean, you know, okay, you're just speculating at this point because we do not live in a world.
Go and look it up. You look up legal tender in the United States. By law, the Federal Reserve note is legal tender.
I said require. I'm not saying that, that I'm telling you that if you go out to a business and you offer them $20 and, or $20 worth of silver, that, you know, they'll decide most of the time to take the Federal Reserve note. And that's because they want it. They demand it.
I agree with you.
So it doesn't require a legal tender law.
It doesn't require it for them to accept it.
That's what I mean.
It requires them for them to have to receive it.
I understand what legal tender is. Okay. I'm clear.
Okay. Well, that was it. It just didn't seem like you were getting that the law that says you must take this money is actually unconstitutional.
Well, I don't know that that's true. The Constitution is pretty clear that U.S. Supreme Court, they have the right to interpret the Constitution. At least that's they have the appellate jurisdiction. Is that correct? Is that how they call it? Appellate jurisdiction.
The spelling out of being able to declare a law unconstitutional was never actually done.
Well, that's correct. Under John Jay, is it Jay? That they essentially enforce that. But they do have what they call appellate jurisdiction, right?
They can be appealed to, yes.
And therefore they have jurisdiction in deciding how the law, and that includes the highest law in the land, is interpreted, correct?
It's the three laws, the three branches of government are supposed to be co-equal. The Supreme Court, by tradition, is able to declare a law unconstitutional, but they're certainly not the only one that could.
What do you mean? Some lower court could?
Oh, it's perfectly possible
for
Congress to say this law will not be enforced, for the president to say I'm not going to enforce this law,
they do
and
it.
The courts to say we're not going to convict under this law.
Sure, and that much is true. So the court gets to interpret the highest law in the land, and therefore they are, they are where the verbiage flows down to. And I understand why they're considered to be, you know, able to declare things unconstitutional. It makes perfectly good sense to me, which means that there are nine people who wear black muumuus who get to interpret this thing, and what you and I say that it says really is irrelevant.
Well, Lincoln's use of the legal tender law during the Civil War was declared unconstitutional after he was out of office.
So there's a federal law saying that Federal Reserve notes are legal tender and they haven't declared them unconstitutional?
Correct.
So I guess they've reversed themselves like they did with Plessy versus Ferguson, right?
Well, I don't know that it's ever gotten that high. I think it's just been ignored.
This is the most important issue. Would you agree, Kurt, this is the most important issue facing America's future?
I agree completely.
Why haven't you done something about it?
I can't afford to take a case to the Supreme Court.
Surely surely you can get together a few people that agree with you. I think it's the most important thing. I'm willing to throw in $100, Kurt. Right here on national radio, I'm telling you, you got $100 for me. I'm not saying that's a lot of money, but let's go, man. If you,
I don't think it would make it. I think the courts right at the bottom would throw it out as frivolous, saying, "Of course they can do this," and that would be the end of it.
Yep, I think the Constitution is an irrelevant document, and arguing over it or the Draco's laws or anything else are really pointless at this point. I think it's sad, but it's true.
It's lawless.
What I called for was that it didn't sound like you were getting that legal tender is a legal requirement to receive the money. It's not a legal requirement to have to pay it.
I can see where people might say that legal tender is not mentioned in Article 1, Section 8 here. I suppose that makes for perfectly good sense. But to me, it's irrelevant because it says that the legislative branch has the right to coin money, regulate the value of money. And
right?
In other words,
make one ounce of silver.
You can interpret that any way you want. This is a plain reading.
That's the way they did it. That's the way it was done at the time.
They regulate the value thereof, which means they get to decide how much an ounce of silver is worth, I guess,
right.
And a foreign coin, and to fix the standards of weights and measurements. And to me, that says that they have a lot of latitude. They can do whatever they want.
True. They could declare a third of an ounce of copper to be a dollar if they wanted to, but it wouldn't change – what's a good word for this? It wouldn't change what people would accept for a third of a dollar or a third of an ounce of copper.
Right. They would just charge more dollars for it.
At the time, they were using mostly pieces of eight when the Constitution
– Mostly they were, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody would accept their stinking colonials, that's for sure.
Yeah, we call the quarter 2 bits because it was 2 parts of a piece of 8.
Yes. All right. I appreciate the clarification, Kurt. I don't know that we're any farther down this road, but thanks very much. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to...
I was going
to
say, I mean, the government is so bent on people obeying their rules that they're not even obeying the Constitution.
It's so not new.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, yeah, we're not breaking any news here tonight.
Let's go to Alex in New Hampshire. Alex?
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
So I'm a student at the University of New Hampshire, and there was this group that was putting on some type of party on the front lawn in front of the main tower.
Okay.
And the name of the organization was called Involve America.
Okay.
And what I did, and I went over to their booth table thing, and this girl came up to me, and she asked me, she asked me, "Hi, how's it going?" Stuff like that. And here's the conversation that we had. I said, "So what are you guys about?" And the girl said, "Well, we're like trying to spread awareness about the economy and stuff."
And I replied, what about the economy are you trying to share? She said, well, you know how, like, the economy is really down and there are a lot of problems and stuff? We're trying to spread awareness about it. And I replied, what are the problems? She said, well, we have a website, you know, and it has all kind of information, but, like, you know, all the problems with the economy. I replied, but what problems specifically? The girl said, well, like unemployment and stuff. I said, oh, I see. And why are problems like unemployment happening? The girl said, you can check out our website, but I don't really know. And I said to her, so much for trying to spread awareness. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever felt the wrath of a woman scorned before, but I think I got it today. Basically, her eyes gave me this look like F you,
yeah,
and
sure.
I started laughing hysterically at her in her face. And a public relations guy stepped in, pulled her away, and he started speaking with me, and he was just as ill-informed as her.
It's funny that they're sending people out there to learn about the, to inform people about the economy that really don't seem to know much about the economy. I don't know that you created any converts today, but it's an amusing story. What did this guy have to, what did he have to say about the economy?
He told me about the organization. All the organization is trying to do is spread awareness of the economic problems to people.
How the hell do people not know that there are problems with the economy?
I don't even know. But what I'm saying is, I'm less interested in that kind of stuff. What I'm more interested in is what your proposed solution is.
Right. And do they offer any?
No.
Wow.
They said we don't take any positions.
I've got a solution.
But the moral of the story is that you shouldn't allow clueless college students to represent you in your organization.
Thanks, Alex. Solution is the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.